Hello, welcome to our third group call today of the relationship package of Into the Mystery of Love and Relationships. I'm excited. Today we're going to be speaking about general relationships and the intimacy. And in that sense, we're looking at the general ability to relate and the capacity to be intimate in sexual terms, but also in non-sexual terms. So let's start to be really comfortable, be present here. Thank you for being here. We're waiting some more people are just jumping on the call here. And thank you for letting me know that you are liking the very organic process that we're using in this group call. And life is organic. We are all very organic, so it's very suitable. And we'll do again working with the topic and weaving in your question and answers and taking callers. Let's start with I'm requesting your higher self, your higher intelligence to be present here and to, which is always one with source, to time, to orchestrate the appropriate understanding, the healing and the unfolding for you during the call and of course afterwards. And if you want to make something even more clear for your body mind, you may affirm with saying yes, literally verbally, to yourself during the healing process that might be most important for you. You can do this the whole time if you want. I usually move relatively fast because I get so much information at once that I can't stop and make room for individual affirmations. So you know that in the process, it is really always guided by your higher self. But when you say yes to something, literally say it verbally, your body mind, because you're really actively using this word and the sound reverberating through your body in your affirmation, it makes it even more powerful. So what is intimacy? Really, what is it? It's feeling and being with something. It's really making contact and touching. And what really is intimacy is actually soul to soul. We can be physically intimate, literally, but most people aren't even really intimate. True intimacy should be happening on all levels and include the soul. And in the sexual intimacy, we do have the pathway of the skin, the cellular, and often there is a tremendous, because the skin and the energy body right very close to your body, like that subtle energetic field, is very private. When you are crossing that and are in touching literally another human energy field and the skin directly, it's a very intense experience. And we like it, we love it, and we also hate it. So we have a very conflicting relationship with it, let's put it this way. But before we can even be relatively relaxed and also enjoying intimacy on that level, we have to have intimacy with others through the soul itself. And we're not really doing that in North America. It's kind of rare. And I speak from experience because I wasn't born here. The touching here in North America is primarily through the mind. We touch each other through the mind. And now, because you are in working with me and just in general are interested in healing, so you're already somebody who is wanting more. You want deeper contact. And that deeper contact is really the intimacy with yourself, with your own soul. And when you can do that and when you can be so intimate with your soul that you are being it, yeah, you're really being it. Your identification is becoming like, I am a soul. Then it's also much easier and totally normal to be intimate with other people, with other souls. And they might have a bit of a problem with that because they feel uncomfortable often if they are not used to that intimacy. But it is the proper and healthy way, you know, to be. So now when we are open, when we are being intimate on that level, what that really does, it opens up empathic issues and how to be intimate and not to take on the junk from others. And that's something that you are familiar with. You probably have done some work on that. You might have done some processes with that. But essentially, let's come together here for a moment and come into a place where you're empathically, I don't want to say the word protected, but I would say you're intimate with your soul, your attention, you're resting within yourself, and that puts the proper boundaries up, and you know what is you, and you know what is somebody else's energy. You know what is your feeling, and you know what somebody else's feeling is. And that's supposed to happen on the subconscious level as well, because we do usually pick up things subconsciously. So, and totally that can't be avoided because we're constantly shifting and changing. So there's always something that we pick up and then drop off again. We pick up and drop off. Sometimes we pick up something, we carry it for longer, and then we drop it off again. And sometimes we carry it for a very long time. And that's when it becomes a problem, right? So let's come into this present moment. Let's do an energy process about this. And this is a good healing start for everything else we're going to do today. Let's take a deep breath in the nose and out of your mouth, and let's just do this two more times. Nice cleansing breath, breathing into the nose, out of your mouth. Just letting everything go. And then bring your attention, we're going to ground into the mind, into the heart, into the body. Bring your attention into the center of your head, center of your mind. Now we're just grounding into it. We're just going to decide it and just let go. Maybe take a breath, grounding into the center of the mind. And we'll go down to the belly area and just kind of hanging your attention there in the area of the dantian, 3.5 fingers below your navel and inwards. And just deciding to ground yourself into that center. And then bring attention to the heart and grounding yourself into the heart. And the heart is really everywhere. So really expand it into up to the top of the head, including the brain, down below the feet, to the feet, the whole body. The heart is everywhere. Really, the heart is also expanding into the aura. And your whole heart feel into your field, your aura. And we're just going to allow the frequency of the heart. You may even touch your heart if you want. That frequency deep within you. We just allow that to flow, to be everywhere in your body, from top to bottom. And in your field. And into this, we're going to allow to emerge the white light of purity, the center of your heart, the center. You're really in the core right now. It's infinite purity existence. And we were just going to touch that level of light. Let it also be and flow into the cells, into the aura. And then we're going to affirm a sense of neutrality. On the heart level, that's really, we know that love, that's the whole package it's about, is neutral. It's neither attracted nor repulsed. So that's 0 point. Think of like a quartz crystal, that beautiful light pink, that frequency, that softness, that neutrality, that isness. You might see, feel, know it at the center of your heart, allowing that frequency to be present now in the whole body and in your field. And now you open in a sensitive way, in a feeling way, but you're really not engaging with anything and anybody. Now, the first block that usually blocks ourselves to be able to feel, because we know we need to be able to feel if we want to be intimate, is to be self-critical, to not have to come in with the mind and to judge. So right now in the state that you're in, you might notice that there's an absence of judging. You're just enjoying that feeling. And then, you know, let's just maybe touch the heart again. The heart is such a powerful, it's a center. It's really who you are. And just loving your heart and soul, being grateful for a moment. And because your heart records everything that has ever happened, every physical cell, everything is recorded, just like your soul knows everything. We're just going to ask the heart right now to participate really actively with whatever needs to be released today that's just not good anymore, according to your higher self, that higher intelligence. And to be open, to be intimate with yourself, with that divinity within you, that beautiful soul, and the center of your soul, that pure light, the purity, that God-like presence. And to acknowledge and embrace it, that that's really who you are. Now we're going to request the heart now to set your field, your aura, your attitude into this neutral empathy. So that you're protected from distractions and confusions. Movements of emotions and energies and on all levels. Beautiful, we're grateful, thank you. Good, so I'm going to start taking callers now. We'll just go through organically. And the first caller is Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I would just like to have everybody that's in the state of love to send it all to you. Miss Lady of Light, feel our love now, please. Thank you for being there for us. And I really think that everything is about alignment, and that I think everybody on this call can really get more connection with the divine if their bodies are aligned. And I remember during our face-to-face healing, I had not been aligned. And I had a shower of all of this beautiful energy coming in. And I just want to stay in that alignment with the divine. And I'm hoping that you can check in, tap in, make sure that I am in that alignment and that everybody else is as well.
Well, we just did that, Lynn.
Alignment?
Well, you can call it... Yeah, we brought the cells, and it's just a different angle of perception. Sometimes you, because the mind is linear, right? So in your experience, it was more coming from the top down. You think like being like a rod, right? Now we come from a place of the point of that sense of I, that you are that. When you as soul are aligned, or you are remember in your remembrance of being that divinity, born from source, you're aligned. Misalignment comes when we go into the mind and start assuming all kinds of ideas about ourselves. And that is, of course, a mirroring in the body. You can see it energetically, and it feels like the currents are different or cut off or something. So are you asking for literally a physical experience, or what kind of alignment are you seeking?
Alignment so that when I speak to my heart, that it's able to heal the issues that are in my physical body.
Oh, yeah, your heart will always. Yeah, no, your heart will always, because your heart is, you can ask your heart right now, whatever, do it right now. We can do this for everybody. Ask, are you dropping off? I can barely hear you. Are you still there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, it's kind of cutting out.
Yeah, my phone is acting funny, but anyway,
yeah.
I'm here.
That's okay. So, you know, ask yourself, just kind of just bring attention to your heart, just ask yourself, because your heart is the boss. And I know hearts are,
right.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you are responsible, tell inform whatever body part or whatever needs to heal right now. Let's do this and just say, okay, please correct such and such. And just let's be just still for a few seconds and notice. Yeah, see the breath comes because there's a resetting. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we're grateful, right? The heart is just doing such a great job, you know? So then there's this appreciation of self-love. We stay in self-love. And is that helping?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
Thank you. It always makes me cry when I talk to you, because I tap into the realness of what you walk in, and it's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Yes, thank you. That's good. Yes, the attunement. So I'm going to, before I'm looking at a few names that I remember, but I'm going to take somebody that was on the line last week, and I'm going to unmute. That's 51086. Mihar, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Hi
there, because I know you have been waiting, and I'm going to talk to you first. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Okay, my thing is, Radhima, I am in a place where I'm in between. You know I can merge from my gift anytime, but something is blocking me. Like little things, like I was at a senior center doing a crochet for my granddaughter who's coming, and this lady from nowhere came and stood behind me, and I just couldn't do even a single crochet. I was like frozen, and I had grounded myself. Everybody on the table, like there were 11 people, were noticing, but nobody was saying anything. She just stood by my shoulder, and you know, so then I kept praying. I kept saying, you have to leave. What is this anxiety? Leave. What is it? I have to let it go. And I put my thing down, and she moved. And I told my teacher, I said, I can't do it. So she took it from my hand, and that's when that lady moved. So every day in my life, I feel this when I go out in the grocery. Some people look at me angry. So how do I balance myself?
Well, first of all, let's be very practical. If there's somebody standing next to you and that makes you uncomfortable, there's nothing wrong with kind of looking and turning and saying, you're making me uncomfortable. Do you mind stepping aside?
Oh, that's my problem. I can't. I feel I'm going to hurt her feelings.
Oh, doesn't she hurt you already, right? Didn't she?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. So it's really good to know, you know, that if you're very clearly bothered by somebody, to speak up and to say something. Mm-hmm. And depending, you know, like if the person looks really crazy and is going to flip out, then maybe you just get up and go to the bathroom and do something else, you know, take a little bit of sleep.
Okay.
But you also have to be, because it sounds to me like you're in a yin, like passive, reactive place. So let's adjust the electromagnetic field for everybody. And the heart is responsible. So tap your heart and just ask your heart right now to please adjust and balance the electromagnetic field. There you go. I get stronger. Yeah, you're just bringing forth your soul. We're going to ask your soul to come stronger into your life, into your body, and to shine. Yeah, that's right. You have permission to shine and to be yourself. And there's some blockages releasing right now on the kind of inside the left. Now take a deep breath now and notice if you're feeling different or clearer.
Yeah, I'm feeling rose going from my crown chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good to be yourself and to shine and be that beautiful being. And if other people look angry at you, it won't bother you so much because you're going to be happy.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm coming now to Sue, and that's in Inglewood. Hi. Hello? 31068, hi. Oh, we're bad connection.
I'm sorry, Rathima.
Okay,
can
there
you
are.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to ask you is that I have a wonderful relationship now, and I'm very happy with him. And that includes the physical aspect. But what I've realized over time is that I was always uncomfortable with my body when I was younger. I had bulimia when I was 17 and alternated between that and binge eating for around 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of resolved in my late 40s. But I still have a kind of, I know I have a pretty good body, but I feel a certain hesitance about not being naked and everything, but I know that there is a layer of that still that inhibits my sexual enjoyment, and I'd like to clear that.
Okay, so let me first say to that some of it is normal, because we always, let's say we grow and we expand and feel more comfortable and more sacred, and then we always hit a wall because there's an infinite amount of evolution, right? Evolution keeps going. So you never get to a place where you're always just in, oh, I'm always okay. It just doesn't exist because you keep evolving. So if you feel just a little bit of that, but you notice that you're okay, because it sounds to me almost like it should be all gone. Am I reading this correctly, Sue?
Yeah, I keep expecting that I should be more involved, and then I keep hitting things like, oh, I still have a layer of anger, or, oh, I still have a layer of this, and, yeah, it's all over my life. I keep thinking,
yeah,
God,
but that's normal. Yeah, no. No, that's good. No, this is really, really good. No, because this is the mind thinking that there is a perfect state we're going to get to. Well, the only perfect is God, Source itself. Yeah. But what God in evolution, in the expression of evolution, is evolving. So we're always having a point of friction. And so when we engage sexually with somebody, it's always for a purpose of evolution. On a physical level, we literally evolve babies. But if it's just emotional or even on a sensory level, it's to be capable of evolving deeper, to deeper experience of feeling, to deeper experience of intimacy and deeper experience of sensory experience. And when that happens, that deeper means that we need to transform and transmute whatever is there. Let's say there's a little bit of anger that's there. You described that one word. There's an energy of anger. Well, how can we move with this anger that's coming up, like an artist? Yeah, maybe an artist would just take the brushes and the pencils and be a little bit more dramatic, you know, or dynamic with the putting the color on paper. So when you move through the anger, you know, through the body while you're in sexual intimacy, you don't project it, but you allow yourself to move through it while you're still intimate. Am I explaining that kind of in a way that you can understand?
Actually, it works, because I'm actually not, I don't feel angry at him, but I have anger about past
I understand
people
that.
And things. And so I realize, though, that any lingering resentments or things with anybody else affects my relationship with him, because it's all kind of one thing. So I see what you mean, and I can work with that. I always thought I should just focus on him, but now I see it's a wholeness.
Oh, no. That's another thing about sexuality. Let's talk about that. I mean, of course, people can do whatever they want, but the other partner is actually not real. Well, you're my school, right? So you understand.
Yes.
We're engaging with ourselves. You're engaging with your own masculine, really. And so you are, especially women, you're supposed to be completely, the invitation as a woman to be completely immersed in your own experience. You can't even forget who there is, who's there. And that is what actually opens the man's heart. Because the man is his job is to hold space. And the woman's job is to experience. So you're in your own world of experiences. Suddenly you have this resentment coming up and whatever goes on inside of yourself. And you're in this, and that's why sexuality is so difficult, because we're juggling a million balls, and, you know, because your attention is on all levels, you know, the physical, sensory experiences. Maybe you also just had a meal and you feel full or whatever. There's so much going on. Certain things that might not bother you that much if you were just talking to somebody, because it's much more narrow exchange. Yeah. So, but if you still want me to assist with a specific feeling right now to clear, we can do that as well. I just wanted you to understand this.
You actually did, I think you already cleared something, because I feel like crying and
okay.
brought something up. So
okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, awesome, great. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, beautiful. So we're going to go to Shelly right now. Hi, Shelly.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All of these questions have been great, and I'm not even, and you're already familiar with some of my problems, but I still... Oh, I still need some more clarification, and it might need to be done in a session, but I have zero a desire for any kind of sexual contact. What I don't know, obviously it's part of me, but I also don't know if it's part of I married the wrong person and there's no chemistry and that's the issue, or it's all me. That,
well,
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's sort that out. First of all, you're not the only person. Another person had written in has been not sexually interested for 8 years. Now, general reasons are, and if there's an astrological, let's say my parents, they both had Venus and Mars in Scorpio. My dad, Mars in Scorpio, my mother, Venus in Scorpio. So you can imagine what kind of combination that was. It was very explosive sexually. It's already very clear. So the thing is that, but that's the thing, that it wasn't really what kept them together. My parents never stayed together. So your astrology, what we call chemistry, is a really big thing. But time, planets move. So you can have a connection, attraction, and then it's all gone. And you think like, oh, what's wrong with me? Well, it's just karma, right? It's really karma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then there's the physiological aspect of the hormones themselves. If the hormones aren't in their natural way available, then we're going to have less, you know, sexual desire. Now, let's go back to the time from puberty to menopause. When there's ovulation, during ovulation, it's the estrogen that makes a woman want to have sex. It's literally just imprinted on her and she can't do anything. It's a biological thing. And there's all these, you know, what do you call them, pheromones or whatever, that go between people, and so there's much more activity. Now, what is sexual intimacy also is, and we know, we talked about this after menopause, it will be on the... On more, the soul needs to be really more engaged. It doesn't work. When you're like 25, your soul doesn't need to be there and you can feel very sexy and have a great time. But after, let's say, 55, 50 onwards, it becomes a bit of a problem, right? So in your sense, we do know when we read right now that that chemistry with your husband isn't there, right? Can you check for yourself right now?
Correct.
It doesn't seem Okay,
yeah.
Good.
No.
Then on the physical level, let's go on the physical level, and you can even check, you know, you're a healer as well. You can see that it's very quiet. Can you feel that? There's nothing going on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, non-existent.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's come to the next thing. Why does the mind say, I have to have sex? Why? Like, why do you think you have to have it?
No, I don't need to have it. I could care less.
Good. Well, there you go. Then you don't have a problem.
I do. I don't, but my husband does.
Well, yeah, but your husband. So that, well, you know, but that, yeah, you see, this is another thing. That's not the problem. The contract in monogamous marriage is the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's not the fact that you don't have a sex drive is a problem. You see, you know, we need to really look at where the problem is. And there, and we have free will, depending on our own morals, what we want to do, to basically respond, you know. But to distort yourself because of the contract is something you might want to look at, if that's really what you want to
do. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Is that helpful?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
Okay. Awesome.
Very.
Okay.
Thank
great.
You.
Thank you. You're welcome. The next person is Kanmur Katya. Hi.
Oh, hi, Retima. Thank you for the call. It's been beautiful. I wanted to ask some help with the weight loss. Mm. It has been quite challenging.
Well, you're still breastfeeding, right?
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Because last time, I remember, I lost all the weight, like, within 3 months, and this time it's just not happening.
Yeah, it's your second baby. Yeah, it's going to be a bit more difficult, but I wouldn't worry about it. Try to exercise if you can, or keep your muscles tight, you know, some sit-ups and push-ups or whatever, if you're ready with the cesarean. But otherwise, don't think that you have to lose weight, because you're still in a nurturing phase. The modern Western society tells you you're supposed to have your belly back, and, like, you know, Hollywood stars say how great that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrong imprint. It's not what matters.
Okay.
Be cautious, but just be okay.
Okay.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. This is Leisha. Hi, in Colorado. Hi.
Well, hi. Well, I wanted you to look into issues that I've had in the past. I've been doing a lot of work on those recently with my self-esteem and self-worth, and how that relates to me being in a state where I'm open to receiving blessings in my life.
Okay, so you want to be in a state to receive blessings. Okay, we did a little. We're working with the heart. Who receives the blessings, right? Is you, right? So maybe put your hand on your heart and just we're going to allow for everybody to be receptive and to know that blessings do exist and to deserve them, because that's something to do with self-esteem and deserving.
Yes.
Okay.
Being worthy.
Yeah. And if there's any thought that you're not worthy, we know that that's a thought and that's a program. So allow that to dissipate and clear. And there's some grief here, so just allow the grief to clear. There you go. Does that feel better?
Yeah, peaceful.
Yeah, peaceful. Peace is a great blessing. There are many people who don't have peace. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. This is Davi in Florida. Hi.
Hi, Varsima. Can you assist me with my reproductive organ? Recently, I have a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I start having shooting pain almost like from inside my body, like the pubic area shooting to my right leg. Even though when I'm sleeping, I could feel it, like it's almost like I got shot.
Was that the first yeast infection you ever had, or have you had this more often?
No, I've been having more often since last August.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe put your hand sort of in the groin area, wherever, you know, you might have felt the pain. And let's work on. Yeah. Okay. There's the energy is very kind of congested in that area. So let's clear. And let's tap the heart and just ask the heart to take care of this issue and to clear all the yeast that's too much, that's pathology from the body. So very cold energy. So very old. You know, East has a very cold, moist, wet energy. So let me clear this from an entity place, requesting the intelligence, the entity itself of yeast, for everybody, whoever has an issue with that, to now be removed. That's better. Can you take a deep breath now? Do you notice a shifting right happening right now, Davi?
Yes.
And then let's also, again, grief. I want to clear some of the grief. Because really, it's always behind depression and grief is always behind that. And as we're talking about intimacy and sexual organs, just allowing, let's bring in some beauty and appreciation, which for women is something that is not always easy. Beauty and appreciation that is not dependent on the other sex, but just before, because you are you. Just because. And I'm getting an image right now. You can take that image if you want, but I'm just seeing, just imagine that, you know, you, all your lower pelvis area and up to the top of the thighs, there's these beautiful flowers. They're just all falling from the sky and you're lying down, all these beautiful flowers. And you're just basically, that's a place of beauty and well-being. And resetting the hormones. Hypothalamus. Take another deep breath. Does that feel better in that area?
Yeah. I feel more expansion.
Good. Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks. You're welcome. Thank you. I'm going now to Walter. Hi, Walter. How are you?
How are you, Artima?
I'm good. Thank you.
Listen, I try always to be in my core and remembering that I am whole. But lately, about 2 or 3 months ago, I have some heartburn, really, really heartburn in all my left side. And that is remembering me that something is going on in, and doesn't let me to be whole. Can you help me with this?
Yeah, it's already starting to clear. You can put your hand there if you want, and I'm just going to clear. It's almost like an entity, almost like, yeah, it's like a isolated. There you go. It's starting to feel the change.
I think some energy is there. Something is shifting.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to the tissue level. It's almost like something's pulling a little bit top and behind. Going to release all causes of that, maybe stress, whatever else that is. Good, and we're going to come to the heart and ask the heart now to clear anything else we don't know about this. All the reasons and symptoms. Allow consciousness to come back into its perfect condition in that area. Expanding and a little bit in the back. And opening up. How does that feel right now? Do you feel a bit more expanded and more upright and freer in that area?
Like humidity, feeling warm sensation, strange sensation.
Ascension?
No, strange sensation of humidity, heat. Humidity. Inside my left side.
I see. Okay. Well, let's allow those feelings as well, these sensations to clear. And for everybody, anything that is similar to this. And, I'm going to go also, we're going to ask on the soul level here. Good. I would say it's sort of like 70% better. Would you agree?
I believe so.
Say again?
I believe, yes.
I believe, yeah. It is, take another deep breath. There is, you know, this all the stress that you've gone through, there's almost like that kind of that joy missing right now. So let's maybe for everybody bring back intimacy with the divine and with the joy that is actually our birthright, especially when we've gone through a lot of difficulties and that triggers some deeper contractions in ourselves. And to just know that we don't have to experience that. We're choosing not to. We choose to expand again and be that brightness. And not to have to understand it all and figure it out. Okay. You might take a deep breath and then I'll let you go. Okay. Thank you, Walter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We are now in Vancouver. Nola, hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I wanted to ask you about a healthy separation. My daughter is becoming sexual for the first time, so it's the first thing I feel like I've come against since she was kind of inside me that I need to separate in some way.
Hmm. I'm trying to understand what you really mean. So she is sort of a young woman now, and she's coming into her own sexuality, right?
Yeah, maybe I don't. I'm trying to have a healthy boundary.
Yeah, but you're not planning, sorry to say, have sex with her.
No, no. So, I guess I just wanted to make sure. I just feel so close. Maybe it's a process of separation.
The moment she sleeps with somebody, that she is making the separation happen. And if you are okay with that and you don't have issues with that, then it's a natural process. You don't have to do anything about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So if you're okay with her being a sexual woman.
Oh,
yeah,
of
right?
course. Of course.
Good. Yeah.
I felt so connected to her. It was, you know, energetically, I feel so connected to her. I was worried.
Right. Okay. Can you feel that right now, that energetic connection?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just then just kind of shift deeper into a place of just love? And just you just love your daughter no matter what she does. She's free. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Nola. And before I take the next call, let me go on my question and answers. So there was a person here, a tremendous amount of fear, very deeply rooted fear not able to satisfy people, etc., punishment, all this. So let's work with this and allow. It's a very deeply rooted fear, I know. And fear is always absence of love. So again, coming back into the heart and resting and rooting in the heart. We can't keep taking fear away if we're not home. So the fact of when we are home, that's where the fear dissipates, because home replaces the fear. And we don't have to understand that. Yeah, good. We don't have to just understand it. We're just allowing yourself to be here and to be okay as we're resting in the heart and being who we are. It cannot be understood, but you're just here, that the body might be shaking, and that's okay. And we can assist with that. And maybe at this point, because this is a recurring issue, making an affirmation of some sort, we're just saying that I now really choose to live in the love that I am, the light that I am. I'm always safe. I've never been not safe. And I trust myself. And there's nothing else that I need to satisfy or look for. Everything is within me. And then consciousness can expand and rest. There you go. Good. Okay. Good. good. And physical discomforts, Singapore question, headaches, aches, menopause issues, probably tiredness, habitual laziness. So yeah, again, menopause, knowing it's a place of where everything comes up. And we're just gonna hold the center point off that perfect place. Menopause is a place of dynamic, so much dynamism. And to be enjoying that, coming more into the center. You're not in your center, not in your core. Having issue with it. And being distracted by the symptoms. But again, focusing back into yourself. Being intimate also with these experiences. They don't have to be pushed away. When they're so overwhelming, we allow them to be intimate with them. And we just allow them to arise and to come back home, merge back into yourself. Okay. Good. Let's go to the next person. That's in Calgary. I'm unmuting Calgary 439. Hi.
Hi, it's Winona.
Hi, Winona.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, thank you for this call. It's beautiful. I've been noticing a deeper layer of a pattern that kind of alternates between rage and helplessness. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be showing up as digestive issues, seems to be the pattern also in liver and all that. And what I'm recognizing more and more is this also has interferes with a deeper intimacy with myself and with others, right? And it's surprising. It has showed up, especially this past week or two, maybe from listening to the MP3s, I'm not sure, but, you know, a pattern.
Yeah, good, good. It kind of goes along with what we've been doing. Because we're talking about intimacy, and really all spirituality is about intimacy, right? And mm-hmm. so now in your thinking, you think that these patterns are interfering with intimacy, let's say even physical intimacy. But these patterns are your love partners. You're supposed to be intimate with them. Are you following me?
Okay. I think I am.
Okay, good, good. If we can, yeah, if we can really look at it, because it's true, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's so difficult to be intimate with one human being, because there are like a million trillion patterns at once. But occasionally, all day long, we make love with all our little patterns. You can name them if you want, which we do. We give them titles, anger, resentment, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we are love, and I always say, you know, from one perspective, the universe is in constant love making, right? It's an electromagnetic field in union. Love is what this part of the corner of this universe is all about. So we always make love. We're always in a sexual experience.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you shift. You see your energy is already opening up and shifting, right?
Yeah, and it's the shift of the perception and.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you shift perception in that moment, because perception, I know you're in my school, so not everybody might follow that it's not in the school. It's all about perception. So when you shift your perception, your consciousness has changed and you are configured differently. And that configuration is, you know, this little kind of contraction that we call, let's say, anger or resentment or pain, they begin, suddenly your configuration is different, and that suddenly that thing is gone, which you call that little contraction, that fold in consciousness, which you might have called anger or resentment or whatever, is suddenly gone.
And so there's this constant making love.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's exactly.
And that there's no difference then. Between rage or love.
That's right. Yes. That's right. That's why what I spoke a little earlier to some of the others. This is why we're all sexual beings. Even we might not have, let's say, on the physical level, that kind of passionate lust feeling, because that's a particular expression of it. but it keeps changing, shifting, and moving, and how this lovemaking takes place in the universe. That's why it's a mystery. We're going into the mystery. We're coming to more into what we're understanding of the title of the package. We go into the mystery of love and relating to everything and everything within us and around us. And that brings liberation, because all is God. We're learning to be intimate with the divine, which is everything with source. So it's a big thing, but we can't do it all at once. So we do it a little bit, whatever comes up.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Winona. Now we're coming to Wilma. Hi, Wilma, Florida.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Wonderful hearing everybody, and thank you for picking me. Everything you said from the first thing has resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
And my issue is I'm working with the infinite, and it's growing bigger and bigger, but I seem to, detachment. I'm becoming detached from everyday life. My whole routine is crazy. I sleep late. I go to sleep maybe 3-4. I cannot fall asleep before that. I sleep, wake up eight, and then I start doing meditation and my own inner work and writing my book.
Mm.
And then it seems like I only have like 3-4 daylight hours to do my shopping and anything, but it's a detachment from regular life.
That's okay. That can happen. Because once we break up our patterns, like with the entire configuration of being a person, the embodiment, when you are wanting to be liberated from that, you're going to have just the way an emotion will kind of start wobble and kind of shift and change, and then you kind of feel it's gone. Also, your daily pattern, how you as a physical being move in the physical world, cannot be the same, because it's a structure, and these structures change as well. So be okay with that. I remember one of my teachers said, like, never sleeping properly or like everything, like a little bit what you described. You said, but who is normal? And it'll never return back to truly being normal. I mean, I try to have a somewhat normal life, but I don't force it. And that's okay, because you don't have to be anywhere, right? Like, you do?
No.
You? There you go.
No,
so you don't. Yeah. So it's just the idea, the concept of habit, that you have to be like everybody else. But your whole plan was to not live like everybody else around you.
Yes.
So, right?
And that's what's happening. And I'm very happy in this scheme of things. I happen to be very content and very, very happy. But it's like, it's very, other than speaking to you and a few others, I'm detached from everybody else.
Yeah, it's normal, and
okay.
Because the detachment will move into different ways of feeling connected again. So yes, it's normal. If you're happy and enjoy it, there you go. Good job. Thanks so much. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, there's nothing to worry about. I'm going to go to this. I think this might be Antonia. No, it's not. This is in 30735. Hello, cell phone. Is this Corinna?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, good. Yeah. You wanted some
work
on the aura?
Yes,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so we were speaking that there might be sort of a crack on it. So bring your attention to that area that you feel, that you can actually literally sense. And so anybody who has tears or like real, like, this is all the territory of abuse, trauma, whatever else. Well, you know, there's people have written in about this. We're going to offer now repair, trauma repair in the field, and corrections all the way into the organs. So you've already made one shift. Could you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So let's see, there's probably something more. So we'll just do that on the brain level. So let's correct the brain that was used to with this whole thing. Balance actually the entire brain for everybody, alpha, beta, gamma, delta waves, all the parts, really activating everything and resetting the whole brain. Also in regards to any of the healing we've done so far. Good. And then for you, you're showing me the contract, like the record. So you're invited to rewrite it, you know, like we call it rewriting it, really making a new decision to experience something differently that you had experienced and you would like to experience and have a different feeling about it. Are you okay with that? Do you want that?
Sure.
How does it feel now? Has it changed?
Yeah, I can kind of feel my leg kind of coming back in. And it's kind of moving its way up.
Mm-hmm. What really helps is the golden white light from the center of the galaxy. So let's, for everybody, again, allow this nourishing, healing, wholesome connection and light to fill the heart and everything. In the aura and the body, I'm just going to still for a few seconds. Take a deep breath, and you can probably feel it sort of filling out, right?
Yeah.
Mhm. Good. We'll just ask this to continue to run this energy now, and I'll just we'll move on to somebody else. That's okay, right? Was that it?
Is that going to help with the swelling in my jaw?
Oh, you have something in the jaw as well. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's huge. I look like a chipmunk on one side.
Oh, because you have a toothing. Okay. So, we have to release bacteria and conflict in there. And the whole toothing is always, it needs a little bit more work in my experience. So I'm just going to offer you and see if it's enough. But otherwise, I'll have to do it in a different time.
Okay.
So, just put your hand there for a moment. Anybody who has swelling or some kind of inflammation, you can put your hand there. We're just requesting the body to come into neutrality about it and delete anything that's harmful and all underlying reasons for conflict. There you go. I can sense it now right there. Okay, let's leave it like that and see if, as the energy keeps moving, see if it is enough for you. Thank you. Okay, thanks, bye. Okay, I'm going to look at for one of these writings. Now, there was a question, not just one, regarding virus, sexual transmitted diseases. That one, really, I needs about 7 to 8 steps. I've mapped out something about it. And so it's too long to do this on a call like that. I either make a separate call or just an MP3 about it. So especially for herpes virus or any kind of other viruses, because it's a very complicated process, I find, for people to really respond permanently to it. The other person that wrote in, genetic influences regarding loyalties to parents and ancestors, cardiovascular and heart issues. Let's do that next time. We're going to do the physical stuff. Yeah, let's do that next time. Where we talk to specifically about the heart. And then there's a person in Sweden regarding sunshine. A lot of body reacts badly to the sunlight. I would like to do that also next time, because I'm going to make a note, because the sun is also related to the heart. So those two issues, we're going to refer to those dates. So I'm going to unmute Antonia now. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I wanted to connect with you, or basically talk to you, because every time you talk, something really good happens.
I hope so.
It does. And I want to thank you because about 2 years ago, you helped me heal my marriage.
I remember, yeah.
And just the words that you said, it wasn't a big email, but just what you said, it went so deep into my heart. And it healed my marriage. I have no hate whatsoever towards my husband, and I'm still with him.
And beautiful.
I just wanted to expand my heart more, to love more. And that everything that happens, it happens for a reason.
Yes, that's beautiful.
And accept it. My heart is just so full.
How much more do we expand it? So you're already on the right track, right? And so just as you are loving this and being with it, right, you're just resting in that experience, it naturally deepens because wherever your attention goes, it goes. And when life comes up and a thought wanders through about an event in life, you just take it into that space, right? And it keeps expanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now that I do.
With your fundamental attitude, you're describing a fundamental attitude of loving and relating. And that is to have no judgment, to know that, yeah, maybe we can say that it all has a reason. It's just, yeah. And that helps. It makes it really flowy and continuous, right?
Well, because before I used to have this attitude that if my husband ever cheats on me, oh, that's it. I'm going to have a divorce. And then when you're in the middle of it, I didn't choose for whatever happened to make me better. I choose to make me better. But with your help, I know it was with your help.
No, thank you.
Because you heal, because your word, when we connect with you, something is going to change for good. And it does. I 2 years that you've been in my life has been the most wonderful 2 years. And I don't know. Thank you.
I receive your thank you. Thank you, Antonia. Yes. I receive it. Thank you. Good.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, I guess all I've gone through had some purpose, so that's very good. I'm very happy about it. I'm going to unmute 447588. Is that Margaret? Somewhere in Europe. Hello, is this Sybil? 447588. Hello? Okay, I'm going to just leave that. I'm going to go to Danielle. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What can we do?
I had raised my hand at the beginning of the call, and my mind went through quite a few things, and now I don't necessarily have anything front and center, but while you were talking to Antonia and a little bit before, I was coming kind of to a realization myself. It's like she was referring to how everything that happened in the past happened for a reason. I find myself sometimes getting caught up in if things happen in the future. And I was coming to a realization, like, if they do, they'll happen for a reason, and they'll be temporary. They'll come and go anyway.
That's right. Yeah, you can put it that way. And that helps, right? Yeah.
It does.
The past and the future is really like a circle. The future is the past, and the past is the future. I mean, you kind of go on a circle, right? You go into the future, and you go up, and you're around, you come back to the past. Time is just an illusion, so yeah.
All right. So I guess the more connected we are to the light, or the more light we're being, we can kind of elevate that circle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. You're not so you don't get pulled out of the center into this distraction. Yeah, and then events happen, and some are more or less enjoyable, but you're still always content in that. And that's all we can do. It's maybe this is a moment to repeat again that the idea that in the embodiment, in the physical embodiment, that we have a state that is always the same is not, because the mind tells us that. It's the concept, the deep primal imprint, I think, from the idea, some religious idea of that there's a paradise and the paradise should be here right now, and that there's this idea that's not true. And so we need to accept that everything changes. You know, sometimes headaches come, that they go, this happens, this goes, but who are you in all of that? That's the paradise. That's the point.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing that. This is now 46703. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Hi, this is Anna from Houston School.
Yeah, hi. Okay.
I hear you have more fans from Sweden. I was in a situation this week where I felt very cold-hearted, and that put me in shame and guilt and all this. And I worked through that with the tools you have given us.
Yeah.
And I know one can't be cold-hearted if we just love. That's just a program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, by all this guilt and shame, can one eliminate that, or will there always be?
No. You don't have
coming up.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, there's always another layer, but there are at some point certain things that just get bottomed out and they just disappear.
Okay.
The guilt and shame. So bring everybody attention onto that. And it really works well in terms of sexuality, and our inner child. They're kind of all very linked. Don't want to elaborate too much on that, but the sense of being shamed and guilted, and we had yesterday. You know what we're going to do? This is a great moment. I had a wonderful session with someone yesterday that a new process sort of came to me. And I'm going to offer it here. She had even said, why don't we do this today? Everybody was born at a certain time. You know, you have an MP3. You have your natal chart when you were born, when your physical body was born. But one time, there was a moment when you as a soul was born. The moment Creator God created you as a soul. I'm offering now to you, for you, because this will erase guilt and shame, yeah? For everybody right now in this moment to be attuned to this current natal physical chart that you have, the configuration of karma. We're going to attune this now to the moment you were born when God created you. Can you sense a change, Anna?
Not really, but I can re-listen.
Do you sense guilt and shame right now?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Good. That's good. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. That's what we wanted. We want to release that. That's beautiful. So I need a moment because it's pretty strong right now. I'm just going to allow that moment that to really allow that to sink into all the cells of the body. We're really doing an activation here, a remembrance in a very different way. And having that intimacy in a kind of almost sensory sense with yourself, with the divine. I'm going to unmute South Africa web call. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi there.
This was an amazing process that you just did. I almost felt like everything just slowed down.
Yeah.
I hear my heart beating in my ears. It was quite amazing.
I know, it was like I just did that for the first time yesterday, so it's really powerful. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So I know you Facebooked me something, but I didn't quite understand. Is that something that you want to
see
right
now? I don't worry about that. I don't want to do that now. What I want to actually talk about is I've been battling quite a bit with my sinuses to the extent that they get so completely blocked in both channels. And then somebody was saying to me that it could be related to my small intestine, and I wondered if that's possible or is it related to something else.
Because the acoustic is not very good, can you say the most important thing one more time? With your father, what happened there? What's bothering you?
Okay, no, all right. So my sinuses are really bad. So both channels get really blocked.
Heart? What part? The heart?
The channels in my sinuses.
Oh, sinuses. I keep hearing father. Yes. Okay, the channels, your sinuses. Yes, sorry. Okay, got it.
Okay, no problem. And a friend was saying that it could be related to the small intestine. And I wondered if that's possible or if it's something else.
Okay, so you're still trying to find out what's the cause, right? Because this is a chronic issue, right?
Sorry. At the moment, it is, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I can see that you're trying to, because what is the cause? The cause essentially is not the small intestine. The cause is simply because you don't know who you are. So there are steps and steps and steps. So we find out, oh, the cause is this and the cause is that. And then it becomes this constant seeking that you get trapped in. So let's kind of again come back to center and just say, I really know that I can be healthy and that my sinuses can be well, and I'm choosing this. So again, tap your heart right now and just ask your heart itself to pay attention and to let's remove a whole layer, be it the small intestine, whatever that is, from this the sinus issue, and just let's let that kind of happen. And it's beautiful energy that we're still in from this activation, allowing it to just really be present in your sinuses as well, in your small intestine. How does that feel? Is that, can you relate to that, or is it like, oh no, I can't do anything with this?
It actually brought up quite a lot of emotion. So it's just quite powerful.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want you to have this constant stress, because stress will cause more vata and will cause more problems, and you'll always have a health problem. Just, it's almost like you're walking, just say, stop. I am healthy and I demand this, and this is what I'm experiencing. And then you just stay stubborn. Just stay stubborn. Know that your heart and you can be healthy. Yeah. And just choose that all the time. And when a thought comes in and says, I think this was the problem, just say, stop. Don't talk to me about this again. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now in Michigan, 23164. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Aratima. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, I think this is hopefully will relate to other people as well, body memories and how they impact the ability to be intimate with others, even not sexual.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because... you know, whatever the body, it's like a cellular imprint, right? Yeah. So do you want to clear something in particular?
I definitely do. I've had something come up recently that is just, it's very raw.
Okay. Yeah. If you don't want to say it, you can put your attention on what the issue is. I'm usually guessing it's anything that has to do with some pain, violent in some form, abuse or in any way. So let's just allow again. And again, the heart records everything. So we're just going to ask the heart again, which is everywhere in the body, to release this particular recording, to free the cells again, to reset. And reset the suffering around it, memories of that, judgment, fear, rejection. Okay, there you go. And now, give yourself permission to receive what you really want. That's a big part of it. So we have to give, what is it you really want? You don't have to say it. Just allow yourself to receive that. It could be a feeling. And even if it feels shameful or uncomfortable, that's exactly perfect, because we're going to move and receive it anyway. Okay, just anything that's good and beautiful that you'd like to actually receive. You deserve it, and you have full permission. There's nothing bad about it, nothing. And any all the voices that are fighting and entities that are kind of showing up, I'm just going to just ignore them and just say, thank you, you're not needed anymore. You're not welcomed. And request it to go. I heal this to all times and spaces for everybody. And again, the activation, we're going to just again remind every cell in the body of that moment where you are pure and perfect, where you were created in that image of God, in that perfection. All else is a lie. Just take a deep breath. You're starting to block a little bit, so I'm going to stop. This is a lot for you. Yeah. Take another deep breath. Like, wow, what is happening? Your body's saying, what is happening here? But this is, again, that in itself is a block, because it's not true. You are light. So the body comes up with this, you know, like it's actually a recording, and it says, no, what that? So I'm just going to leave you with that, so you become aware and of it, and then kind of work with it, and it's just all settle in its own timing. Are we good? You're better?
Much. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, good. Wonderful. I'm in Ontario right now. I think this is probably Karen, 226. Yeah?
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Good. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Thank you very much for the call. I had a question about just healing the memory of trauma in loving relationships. Since I've been to the emergency so many times with my husband recently and seeing so much pain, you know, just that feeling of being out of control or the powerlessness of wanting to help, or I wonder if you could help with that.
Yeah, that's sort of all part of that empathy, right? The wanting to help, and the wanting to help must come from the heart, directly from the core, not from the person. So, because there's, we see things in suffering, there is a mix of compassion, sympathy, and empathy that goes on, and that's all very confusing for most people. So, let's put your hand on your heart and just, first of all, allow yourself. It's really just self-love, because all you want to do is help yourself, because what you see out there is, if it resonates with you, it's because the pain is inside.
Yes.
Right? We all have a lot of pain. We've lived many lives, and we are all one. So we see ourselves out there. But there's a reason why we have only this one body, because we're responsible for this one location right now, not for every other location. So first of all, really centering back in, finding that self-love, that neutrality, that pink, neutral energy from the heart in the aura. And then knowing that, I'll take a deep breath here. And now water gets imprinted very quickly, right? It takes on information very quickly. And so let's adjust. Everybody who has very strong water element, and or let's say you're very empathic in general, we're going to do another activation here today. I'm going to request the water itself, the purity, it's like a sacred holy water, that frequency right now. It could be the water at Lourdes if you want to have an image of it or something, but just in itself, it's that eternal waters that's in creation, allowing that to resonate now with the heart and your body and the cells, your aura. You're feeling a bit of a cool, wet energy, right? I can feel that.
Yeah.
You feel that? Oh, yeah, good. And so that does not take on, when negative energies come closer to you, they'll get more neutralized. That's the whole point of the activation. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You're not so affected. How do you feel right now?
I just feel grounded. I feel peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you don't feel so, you don't have the suffering of having to help and the stress and all that, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Confident. Yeah.
Confident. Beautiful. So now, for everybody, now you can see that sense of wanting to help and, oh, there's so much bad going on, all this. This is actually not a healthy state to be in. Can you see that?
Yes.
Compared to how you are really right now. And this is a place now you might still help, but it's very different to help from this place. Oh, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Karen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I think we're going to go to Seattle now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How
hi,
are you, Fatima?
I'm
this
good.
Is Joanne.
This is, yes,
wow.
Yes.
What a call.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure I can even articulate anything. You've just covered so much in this call, and I'm just profoundly touched. I guess what I would like to ask you is, with regard to intimacy, I have a great, the people that have passed in my life that are important to me, friends and family, come to me frequently. And today happens to be the 15th anniversary of my dad's death. And I was sitting with that today, and the emotions were going every which way. I mean, there was gratitude, happiness, tears, mm-hmm. grief. Is there anything that you can say to encapsulate that experience and help me move with it today or sit with it?
Yeah, well, I think what's good about it, we just talk about water and flow, you're not just having one emotion you're stuck on. And so, and that then you would be really suffering. You're almost like, you know, the squares, you know, I know you don't do the squares,
yeah.
But if you're stuck in that one corner of the square,
mm-hmm.
you're going to really suffer. If you're stuck in two corners, you're still suffering. But what happens with you is you're flowing in a figure eight through all the four corners. And that feels better. But at the same time, as you see, each corner has content. So you have all these different feelings. So what you really need to do is to exit the entire square. You come back, you just suck it back into the center point, which is right. You take it and really, for the purpose of this call, I'm going to say you're intimate with all these emotions so they can go back home through your heart.
Beautiful.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, that'll get me to do a square.
No, I didn't even mean
and you'll
to
know
do
whether
this.
I did or not.
And that was not a trick, but I just used a picture.
It was
thank
perfect. You know,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah.
just what I needed to hear. And thank
yes.
you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Joanne. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to the next person. This is Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. How
Hi,
are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, I think.
Is the nausea getting better? Is this sort of dissipating? Or?
Yeah. I was looking at it, kind of looking at it today and go, oh, the nausea has, except for a wisp here and there, it's basically completely gone.
Oh, good job then. Perfect, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, what can we do today?
Yeah, the next thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, this is the endless pit.
That is right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Well, there's this thing. I get so excited when I hear you talk about intimacy, because I think, like, the ultimate thing is to know how to be intimate with life.
Yes.
And I see that with you, and I saw it with Jason, and I just want to be it. It's like, okay, so I hear it, and I'm thinking, okay, where is it in me? And
it's practice. It's practice. You can be it right now. You can be intimate with whatever is here right now. Everybody, let's practice this right now. This is lovemaking, right? This is being in love with yourself first, with whatever arises. So whatever you check, I call it the inventory. What are you experiencing right now? Sensation, feeling, thought, whatever. You leave it here. You just notice. Can you describe yours, Rosemary? Maybe you have something that is very stands out right now. An item. Could be a feeling or a thought or a sensation.
Well, I was kind of feeling pretty neutral, but
nothing. Okay, just neutral. Okay.
I'm kind of feeling neutral. There's a nagging thought I have, but it's kind of off in the.
Okay, so let's not push that away. Good, that's good.
Okay.
So you get that item. It's a nagging thought, and you might, you know, so, okay, there's this nagging thought. So being intimate with that means you don't push it away, you don't tug at it, you don't try to fix it, but you're just being with it.
Okay.
And you just be, just think of, like, you enter, you know, when you kind of open up, like you go into warm water, you know, you're just being with it. And then something happens, you start, and the energy starts to flow because you're literally reintegrating. There's a lovemaking happening right now.
Mm.
And so we're now in this moment intimate with ourselves, with what is, with whatever has arisen. And
oh.
There you go. It's very, very calming, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The same thing happens... you know, I'm using this as a teaching here because this is our, because sexuality is one of them, often not talked about too much. When physical sensations climax and there are like lots of physical sensations and you just come to this crescendo, you know, in an orgasm,
mm-hmm.
That's the same thing that happened right now. When a pattern clears, it's actually an orgasm.
Oh.
Yeah. When you're in your core, or when I'm in a deep meditation, like I'm always in a state of orgasm, because being in the core means you are taking your electromagnetic field and it marries itself, and it's, things start to flow in and out, and they just sometimes get through these wobbles and things clear, and you just feel this, you know. It's all
okay,
the same
so
thing.
Okay. So there's a. It's like one level is a kind of a spiritual level and the other is a physical level?
Yeah, we okay. Separate it, but essentially they're all happening at the same time.
Okay.
All right. We're good? Are we good?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I just want to stay here.
Yes, well, you can, but I'm going to mute you.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, there was a question I'm having here. A question. There's a feeling of a second heart under the heart. It's quite strange, but I feel it ever since the last call. Would love any feedback. A feeling of a second heart under the heart. Well, there is actually a point, a truth center. It's actually, it has, instead of 12 petals, it has 8 petals, a sacred heart. And some people, they feel the truth there. They know what's true and what's not true in that place. When the truth center is open, your spiritual heart. So that could be relating to that. And there's a question that's very personal, but could you help me process those with strengthening of the pelvic floor? There is a fear about sexual relations with muscles and bladder, weak Kegels are not helping much. Okay. It's it's typical woman stuff, right? We go through life with babies and all that. So let's maybe put even a hand there if anybody wants to have some strengthening in the pelvic floor muscles, bladder area. First of all, we're just going to acknowledge whatever's going on. No hatred. No, like, oh my God, I have this horrible. We're just going to, again, be intimate with all these feelings. And allow the body, the heart, again, asking the heart to make a correction in that area to clear the imprints of weakness, of stress. A lot of rocking going on right now. And a deep breath, resetting the nervous system. And we're going to remove heat. Heat is usually an issue. It's subtle inflammation. So inflammation is always an aging issue. So we're just going to right now in this moment also remove inflammation. Still a good time to take bitters if you like spring cleanses, the bitters, the greens, the dandelions, to remove the heat before the summer comes, at least here in the north. And good. And then the other thing is that sexual activity will actually strengthen those areas. So just take your hand, maybe take one hand and open and close and feel the muscles, or, you know, tighten certain muscles and loosen the muscles, or the thighs and the legs, all things that we feel kind of totally fine with clenching up or not. Do this also with the internal organs, the belly, pulling up the pelvic floor, and still keeping that awareness intact and energy flow in that area. Okay, I'm going to come back now for a moment and try again the 44758 that didn't work before. Can you hear me now? 44758? There's no name. Okay, it's not working. We're going to come now to Kim. Here, Kim, my Kim. Kim that I know. How? Hi, Kim. Vancouver. Hi. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, how good. Okay, what do you want to do today?
This is just an amazing call. Thank you so much. Mm. So much is already cleared, but I wanted to just ask if you could help. I feel like I have a real constriction in my chest area. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also related to a question that I have, which goes back to the call earlier with Shelley, where you talked about the contract. The marriage contract between her and her husband.
Yes, yes.
And I realized for myself that I could really relate to what Shelley was saying, but also I want to renegotiate the marriage contract I have, I think. That's, like I feel a lot of frustration in my marriage. Like I'm, I've changed a lot and
yeah.
And my husband's still relating to me that the way I, you know, our contract that we had before. And I just don't know how to go about that. Like, I just realized that that's what that frustration is from, or part of it.
Well, what would you do if you, something else in your life changes? Let's say the kitchen is suddenly, you only have two burners and you need four burners because you have to cook more. Or let's say your clothes are suddenly too tired or too loose. What we do is we adjust, right? We try to adjust because our soul is really that which we need to serve, and that's evolution. And now you have to look at those kinds of limitations. And what are they based on? Usually in the Western world, they're based on Judeo-Christian, on monotheistic concepts of monogamy, which is only a few thousand years old. And so if it's important or not, it's a creative time. And there's a choice between, like you said, do I keep suffering, stifling myself, or do I actually try to speak to the partner and say, how is this working for us? Is there love?
Right.
What do we do about this? How do we do this? I mean, there's probably several solutions to this, not just one or two. Yeah.
That's how it feels like. It's not a black and white.
No, it doesn't have to.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that way, and I think that's why I've avoided going into it, because, you know, I love him, and he's my friend. And, and I can see he's not happy. I'm not happy. But yet there is a I want us both to be happy, you know, and to be no one's wrong here.
And thanks for sharing that, because it is, it's, I think, also one of our topics, that when there's a sexual mismatch at some point, and or expectations and things change, and it's a big, big issue, and that everybody suffers quietly, but it's not talked about, right?
Yes.
This is helping so far. Do you know where to go from here? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for sharing that. Good. We're in Ontario right now. 905590. Hello.
Oh, hi. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. Hey.
I'm just wondering, this is just such a beautiful call, but I feel like I have this Dumbo ear still.
Oh, yeah?
It's still really plugged up.
Oh, wow. Did you go and see a doctor if there's something in there?
They flushed it, but nothing was coming out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put your hand there? Are you? Is that ear free?
Sure.
Okay. So let's see. So let's. Yeah, it's very little energy movement in that area. I think we worked with your cranial bones last time. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah, because I can see it again. That's they're kind of. There's not much movement. So again, let's open up movement for the cranial bones and flow. I'm going to this time also add clearing ancestral causes and soul past life causes through all times and dimensions, and clearing the you can take your hand down. What is the main thing what's your reaction to the ear? Are you bothered, frustrated, scared? What's the main thing?
It's causing dizziness, imbalance.
Okay. So let's work with dizziness and imbalance. And how does that make you feel? Does it make you scared when you get dizzy and imbalanced?
A little bit. I had a horrible situation when I was driving from Phoenix to Sedona where I went into this vertigo state.
I had a client like that. It was really, really bad. We had to work on it several times because the driving was horrible. It was absolutely scary for her many years ago. And so there's an underlying issue here that is coming up now. So when I ask past life clearing as an entity, okay. Is something with the matrix in general? No, it's just general. Yes. Okay. So, all right. So, with your permission of higher self right now, requesting and commanding the removal of interference in your field on all levels right now. Take a deep breath. Can you feel this right now?
I can. It's brought a lot of tears.
Yeah. It looks kind of hairy to me. I don't know why. It's like a kind of animal looking kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. And continue.
Like a woolly mammoth.
Something without, yeah, not elephant like, more human, almost like a Sasquatch, but skinny. So that's the image I get. So we're just going to continue to clear interference. You might have tapped into the morphic field of the Sasquatches when you maybe were in this area or wherever you are. Yeah. So right now I can feel a change in the base chakra. So we're just going to close that with your permission. Is that okay? We don't want to have that open.
Yeah.
Parallel dimensions, because Sasquatches do actually go in and out into parallel dimensions. So we're just going to close that up and allow you to only function the timeline that you are in right now. And that's for your highest good. Let's do that. There you go. Wow, that's a big one. Oh, wow, can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
How is that now? Does this feel different?
It does, and it's funny because it's as if I'm getting this message that it's like climbing to the peak of the Alps and hearing the bells ringing clearly.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. Hopefully this physical, on the physical level, it'll deflate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Interesting
Gosh.
Story. Yes, I know. All right. I'm going to come to an end for today. And whoever's, there are just four people having hands up. Thanks for trying. We'll talk next time. And let's come together here for a moment to finish the healing process, just allowing everything to integrate just in your perfect timing, whatever you need, completing, harmonizing, and just again receiving the purity that you are. And a golden white light from the center of the galaxy, from the center within you of nourishment, wholeness, and trust. And knowing that whatever you're suffering from right now that might still bother you, just know that just for a moment, contemplate the possibility that it doesn't have to stay and that you are loved. You are that sublime. I'm just going to enter deeper into that. That sublime essence that you are. And stabilizing the field. Again, your empathic keynote, neutrality. Grounded deep within yourself. Good. Thank you. I'm very honored for everybody to always share your deepest concerns with me here and with everybody. It is absolutely a privilege for me. I don't take it lightly. I'm always grateful. And thank you for being here. And I will see you next week and we'll look at some of the questions that weren't answered today in regards to these issues that I mentioned, and we'll bring that up next time. So have a wonderful week. In fact, 2 weeks. We'll be meeting in 2 weeks, yeah? And in the meantime, just enjoy this weekend. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.